I would just like to welcome everyone to today's call. Some housekeeping notes, this call, as you know, will be recorded and transcribed for our note-taking purposes. And we have the agenda that I'd like to go through that's on the screen at the moment. That is to say, I'm finishing up on some of my welcoming remarks. We'll have some comments by Fadi. We'll also be reminding people about sharing your comments on the SOAC matrix document. We will have an update from Chris Gift on community online tools. And number five on the agenda will be more on the ICANN 53 planning. Nick Tommaso here will talk to us about the scheduling, and I will review some of our planned events in Buenos Aires. The sixth item, as you requested, we'll have a session on any alarm bells that people have, anything to bring to our attention that need to be shared by the group. And then the seventh will be any other business. With that, if there is a general agreement, we'd like to proceed with the agenda as stated. And we thank you for taking the time for this call today. Also, to please note that we are having a Spanish interpretation, so if you would speak clearly and slowly, that would help the interpreter and Alberto to be more fully in participation on today's call. With that, I would like to turn it over to Fadi, welcoming him and asking him for some comments. Fadi, the floor is yours.
Thank you, David. Thank you. And hello, everyone. I wish to start by apologizing for not being on the last call. I think David had passed my apologies to you, but I want to do it in person. I do not wish to miss any of these calls, and it was a very unusual situation, so my apologies to all of you. I'm happy to be with you in this hour and to participate in a discussion to strengthen our community and to support you in every way possible, especially ahead of this meeting here in Buenos Aires that is being planned. I think just my comments will be very brief, simply to say that we are seeing an extremely high level of activity in the community now, fueled by the transition that is being planned. And I must say, stepping back from the details of the work and who's doing what and who's pushing what particular theory or another or approach or another, that when one steps back from this and looks at it from the outside, it is actually quite amazing. I was recently in The Hague at the cybersecurity conference, and there were many, many people there who do not typically attend our meetings, who do not participate in what we do, and asking me about how the community is embracing the transition and working on it. And when I would explain the amount of activity going and the amount of passion that we're all putting into preparing for this important event, it makes people step back and think, wow. And these are mostly volunteers. Mostly, if not all, are volunteers putting incredible hours besides their jobs and their normal occupations. And what is also striking to many people, especially at this Hague conference, there were many people from foreign offices of their governments, is the number of governments involved with us in this effort. In other words, that this is a truly multi-stakeholder approach that includes governments, includes business, private sector, civil society, all of us. Right? So, frankly, just kudos to all of us, to you especially, for the incredible effort that's being put. It has a side effect. The side effect also is that it shows that the multi-stakeholder model works. This may be the largest display in front of the world of how multi-stakeholder internet governance actually works. So that in itself is quite impressive, and will hold well for us, not just for ICANN, but for internet governance as a whole, when the world meets later this year, the world leaders at the UN General Assembly to decide whether to renew the IGF, which is essentially the multi-stakeholder organ of internet governance for the world that they see. And it's quite important for them to have the witness, the clarity that that this model works and this community can pull together some incredible work in a short period of time. So kudos to, frankly, to all of you, to all of us, for this superb effort we're putting and what it's actually doing to our space. I will just touch on a couple of things that I've done in the last month since I saw you that I think would be of importance to you. I just came from Costa Rica yesterday. I was there for the South School of Internet Governance. I'm spending quite a bit of time in the lead-up to Buenos Aires in Latin America, so I attended this yesterday. I'll be going to the LACNIC meeting in Lima, Peru for one day, and then, of course, heading to Buenos Aires. This is just a way for me and the organization to be listening and understanding the local region we're going to hold the meeting in before we arrive. The school in Costa Rica, led by Mrs. Cavallo, was quite impressive. And what they did, and I want to report this to you because I think it's good, they brought together many, many leaders of the Central American governments in government and business to discuss how to permeate multi-stakeholder internet governance at the national level across Central America. Costa Rica, since our visit with them a year ago, actually built something similar to Brazil's CGI. It's called the CCI. It's a multi-stakeholder council for internet governance for their country, and they have now permeated that across, invited all their regional friends to come and see how this is working and start building the same thing in Nicaragua and in Panama and in all the neighboring countries. Another thing I want to report to you on is a visit to India. I'll be writing a blog on that shortly. I'm not sure if it came out today or it'll come out in the next couple of days. But this was a momentous visit to India for the first time for ICANN to meet with officials there after the Modi election. I'm sure you know that we've had difficulty getting India aligned around the multi-stakeholder model. They've been a very strong, and that's the government, I should say, very strong proponent of multilateralism and a leader in the G77 countries in pushing for the UN to play a major role. I don't want to celebrate too early. I think we'll need probably another 3 months before all of this is nailed. But I want to report to you on very, very early optimism and response to our visit that's very good. If you recall, just like the Chinese government decided to come to the ICANN meeting in London and in many ways support the multi-stakeholder model publicly at a global level to the extent they can and say that essentially, frankly, from a government standpoint, legitimizing the role of ICANN for China, it seems like the Indian government and community are heading in the same direction. So we're working very closely with them. They just sent a delegation to meet me after my visit to India, and we are moving forward cautiously to actually make a good entry into that country. Before I hand it back to David, just a couple of things on this call. As you remember, in Singapore, we tried to do many community roundtables with you in order for me and for the global leaders on this call to take their time and listen to you and understand how we can serve you better. I feel that the roundtables were very helpful to us as a staff to know how we can better serve you. I must say, though, that six community roundtables in the middle of the of a very busy schedule. Frankly, we're just a little bit hard, as much as for us, and some of you have voiced to us that it was just a lot to do. So I think during this call, David and his team will propose something a little bit more compact that will simplify this type of schedule, but still give us a chance to see you at the outset of the week and towards the end of the week, so we see you as you come in, we understand how things went, and we learn from you how the week also served you. So I'll let David focus on this. And lastly, this activity matrix that you've all been working on, if you remember in Singapore, we looked at this in order to help us prioritize our massive amount of work. I must tell you, I am blown away by this matrix. I love it. I have been poring over it. I've just asked my team to literally blow it up on very large printouts that I want to nail on the wall of the upcoming board workshop, which is this weekend, so all the board members can see the breadth and depth of the work that the community is undertaking. It's a great matrix, but it's not finished, and it will never be finished. This is work in progress. It's a first draft, very first draft, and I understand it's just the first draft, but it's actually a testament to everything you're doing, and it will start helping us help you after you give us your priorities. So please do engage in this. Myself and our staff and now the board this weekend, we will be watching this effort as a bottom-up effort from the community to let us know where their priorities are. It will start helping us guide a lot of things, including even our budget. So thank you for doing this work. And with this, David?
Patty, we would like to move on to the next really reminder part of the agenda, which was to draw your attention again to the SOAC matrix. Thanks, Patty, for your comments on this. We had circulated this after the last meeting and asked you to share it with your various groups. We hope that you are able to do that, and we, of course, would be interested to hear of any comments or feedback from that, and we will welcome that, as it is an ongoing and living document to be used in our next steps for planning and prioritization. And this is the work of the subgroup headed by Keith Drasik, who has been and others who have been helping us with that document. So this is just a reminder, and if you we will it's also on our community wiki, and I'll point these to you again in our summary comments. With that, I'll stop and see if you have any questions on this matter. If you need extra copies or to be directed to that, I can send those to you. But it's very helpful to make sure that we've covered or captured all the work of your various groups, as it is a rather comprehensive as we can have at the moment, a view of the work of the SOAC's constituencies and stakeholder groups and RALOs. So thank you very much. With that, I would move to the next part of the agenda, which really focuses on some updates on ICANN 53 planning for our meeting in Buenos Aires. And in particular, I'd like to turn the floor over to Nick Tommaso, who is here talk to you about the block schedule and updates that relate to the planning for the meeting. So now I'll let Nick provide some remarks. Nick, please.
Thank you, David. Good day, everyone. Thanks for having me on your call today. Just wanted to take a moment to brief you on the progress we're making on the BA meeting schedule. Thanks to all of you for your earlier feedback and direction on the schedule and the path we should be taking specifically on the high interest topics. You'll recall that during our last call, you identified the need to have the schedule of the SOAC SG meetings with the board are early on in order for you to complete your own agendas for the Buenos Aires meeting. I am very pleased to report that thanks to some real focus and attention from Steve Crocker and George Sadowski, those meetings are now on the block schedule on Tuesday. Earlier this week, we posted that preliminary block schedule on the ICANN Buenos Aires meeting website, and you can see it there. Susie will also be sending it out to this distribution list following this call. So now what we have to work with is a very firm schedule that outlines things like the opening ceremony, the public forum, the board meetings, etc., high-interest topics that you helped us vet earlier in the process, the SOACSG meetings with the board, which are now scheduled for Tuesday, and also some indications of CCWG and ICEG working sessions. I'm pleased that we've been able to make this progress, I should say, and turn it back to you for any questions. Well, thank you very much. David?
Okay, thank you, Nick. Bill Drake has his hand up, as well as Jonathan Robinson. Bill, you're first, then Jonathan, I'm sorry.
Thank you. Can you hear me okay?
Hold on. It's rather faint, Bill. Could you speak up?
All right, hold on. My apologies for this. How about now? That
much
should be better,
better,
right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I was surprised to see that the schedule for the board meeting with the NCSG is now shown at 12:30 on Tuesday. We've always met later in the afternoon. NCUC has a meeting until 1 o'clock. And then NCSG meets from 1 o'clock until 3 o'clock. So I don't know how this happened, but this scheduling completely disrupts our constituency day. And I had written to the, in response to Steve asking about how to handle those sessions, I had pointed out that I hope that we continued with that kind of scheduling that we had arranged before, and nobody replied to the contrary that there would be a change. So seeing this now throws me for a loop because I've already begun inviting people to come to speak at NCUC based on the schedule that we had turned in weeks ago to the staff for our meeting. And I know that Rafiq is doing the same for his meeting, and both of them now will be have to be completely overhauled unless something can be done. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. I recall working with board support on this. And that your request was to not be at the later afternoon of Tuesday.
Later afternoon.
On Tuesday. But instead to be earlier in the morning, and so I will work with them on that. And we'll take this offline, Bill, and we'll work that out. Jonathan, you're next, and then Rafiq.
Thanks, David. Two questions or points. One is that I thought I heard Nick say that this was good progress, and I just want to understand: is this schedule available unusually early, or is what's special about this? Is there something different about this? So that's question one. Question two is: one of the things we regularly have difficulty with is pinning people down for the weekend sessions. Generally, the executive management are better than the board, but in both cases, it's difficult. Yet, as far as I understand, the schedules are probably fairly similar each time. And I don't know how to get the speed back. I could talk directly to Steve, for example, or someone, but it may be better coordinated since we're talking about schedule. It appears for, you know, in trying to work with the board and or with senior management that it's often hard at the times or any kind of agreement on schedules. And what seems the sort of indirect feedback we seem to get is always the board is still working on their schedule and everyone kind of hangs off the coattails of the board's schedule. So that's just a quick question and some feedback. Thanks.
Jonathan, it's Nick Tommaso. I think the point you made about the everyone waiting for the board schedule is the progress that we have made early on this and actually having a board schedule on Tuesday. So to answer your first question, the progress is getting the high-interest topics in set positions and unchanged, and also in getting the board meetings with the SOs, ACs, SGs established early on. That clearly are the two areas of progress. Those have been identified by the policy support staff as key issues with the SOs, ACs being able to establish their own agendas. To your question about
David, if I may. Sorry.
I'm sorry, Jonathan. Go ahead.
Just make sure you're going to come and deal with the weekend session. That's very helpful with respect to the others, but it's the weekend that causes us the most difficulty.
We understand that, and we'll work with the board and board support to provide that. I would assume that we would get that input from the policy support staff as to what's required.
Yes, Jonathan, we'll work with you on that one to make sure that they can get clarity on the board schedule for those meetings on the weekend. Anything else, Jonathan?
No, thanks. There's others in the queue. Stand back.
Thank you very much. Rafiq, you're next, and then Michele. Rafiq? Rafiq, could you speak up? We can hardly hear you.
Okay, is it better?
Much better, thank you.
Okay, so maybe just to clarify about, I think, the meetings with the board. I understand there was kind of willingness to make some arrangement. However, I didn't really ask for such timing, just a proposal for now. And I just maybe kind of maybe this area for improvement, because I think most of us applied for the different session before 17, while all this kind of discussion about the session with the board happened after that. And also I have already maybe to work for a session we usually had in Sunday, because now the time changed for the meeting between GENASO Council and the GAC. So I'm wondering here what kind of liberty or space, I mean, contingency we have to make amendment in our plan and find other possible time slots.
This is on the for your Tuesday positioning, Rafiq. Please clarify, and we'll of course try to work with you on that.
Yes, it's Tuesday, but I think it's Sunday. It's also for other groups, maybe in GENASO. Because 17 was the change for the meeting between GENASO Council and the GAC in Sunday. Usually we had a kind of allocated time for stakeholder group and constituency internal discussion, but it sounds that it's now taken by GNSO Council and the GAC. So the problem that we already submitted, and so we have now to rework. And so I was wondering if is this the case for other session that we apply it for? What kind of liberties or space to make any amendment for our own planning after the deadline we had in the 17th of April?
Rafiq, this is Nick. We will take input from all of the SOs, ACs, working through board support to rearrange as best we can the Tuesday schedule that meets your needs collectively. As far as a Sunday schedule is concerned, I need to touch base with board support to understand how they are working the Sunday schedule, and I would very much like to know what your needs are on Sunday so that I can relay that to board support.
Okay, we will touch base again and get back to you, Rafiq, but you also mentioned something about the GNSO scheduling, maybe conflicting with that, but we'll try to figure out where their conflicts are and see if we can avoid that. With that, Michele, your hand is up. You're next.
Thanks, David. Now, just very briefly, getting the block schedule like this in advance, I found very helpful because, I mean, we are now able to work around whatever has been planned or whatever has been announced. It is helpful, but this is good. I think this is a positive step. This is something we asked for. Sure, some people may have issues that they need to iron out, but this is definitely a considerably better position to be in than what we were in previously. Thanks.
Thank you very much. I'm glad you find it. I'm glad you find it useful.
Okay. At this stage, before going to other parts of our SOAC topics for ICANN 53, I would just like to turn it over to Chris Gift, who will give us an update on the digital services aspects. This is part, again, of the work stream of our SOAC community groups, and I asked him to provide this latest information to you as we proceed to discuss these issues. Chris, please.
Hello, everyone. Excuse me. This will be a rapid update, and I'll leave time for Q&A, and we can also chat offline. Very rapidly, we are wrapping up a review of the community wiki, which we will share with you as soon as we have a final document. We embarked on this review because we're looking at adding new collaboration tools, or we're testing new collaboration tools with some different groups, and we want to make sure we don't forget how they fit in with the community wiki, since that is an existing collaboration tool that is well used by the community. We a proof of concept of the working group management has begun with the DMPM working group. We are scheduling a demo. We have found a document authoring tool that meets the requirements of ESSAC, and if you recall, we are using ESSAC as a test bed for testing new document authoring tools and applications. We've located one, and we have a demo next week, in the next couple of weeks on that. I've had multiple discussions with several groups around supporting new SG and stakeholder group and constituency websites and membership management tools. So we have some high-level requirements that have been gathered. We're documenting those requirements, and then we're going to put together a plan which we will share with everyone at Buenos Aires, in which we have a means of supporting those efforts, both new websites as well as membership management that would include capabilities for all the stakeholder groups and constituencies, which I think is something well needed to reduce the administrative chores of the both the leadership as well as the people managing those groups. We did go ahead and add the several stakeholder group and constituency websites to ICANN.org search. So those ones listed to the right. Be aware, so right now we search those domains as well, and when everybody searches ICANN.org, searches will be returned from those websites. Keep in mind that we continue to use Google Appliance for our search, so it's a bit of a black box to us in terms of how it operates. But nonetheless, we are pulling returns from there. We are paying attention to the foundation, so as we look at these new applications, we are looking at single sign-on, shared profiles across these applications, permissions, and those aspects. We don't want to forget any of that. And lastly, we're committing to transparency of process around all of these community tools. So right now we do have pages on the community wiki for the document authoring and the working group management. We're about to post a page for the website and membership management as well. And by that, I mean content around requirements, progress, and so on. But soon we're going to have a whole section for the digital services that will include our roadmaps, status across all the projects, requirements, wireframes, and so on. We've done this, you know, for other projects, and we just want to make sure we continue that going. That's it for my update. Any questions?
Thank you, Chris. Any questions as this is, again, part of the three work streams? Priority was one, information management and tools. The second one, which we got a bit of an update from Chris, and we will have more and further information in our Buenos Aires meeting. And, of course, the third element was the volunteer engagement, which we hope to have a report in our next call in May. But I see, Michele, you have your hand up. Michele, you have the floor.
I love being given floors. Now, this is useful, Chris, with respect to the updates on various things that we were discussing in Singapore. Ideally, from my perspective, if there's any materials that you have on this that you were planning to present to us in Buenos Aires, personally, I'd find it more useful to get that information in advance, because I assume you will have it prepared before you walk in the door of the room, so that we can review it while we're stuck on planes for 13 hours or whatever, rather than kind of leaving it until we actually get there. On the kind of group stuff, the various tools and everything else, I mean, anything you have on that would be appreciated. I mean, within the registrars, for example, is something we have been looking at, and I'm not sure if any of my colleagues have been in touch with you directly, but it's something that they are quite interested in at the moment. Thanks.
Yes, definitely, Michele. I'll share the plan before everybody starts traveling, and I have had some preliminary conversations with people in your group.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Michele. And a good point about making sure that we have a package of information in prior to our meeting on Friday in Buenos Aires. So that's another point well taken. With that, I would just, are there any other questions or comments for Chris on the update he just provided on digital services? Seeing none, I would then just wanted to take advantage of his work here to provide that update. I'd like to move to, again, another part of the agenda, which has to do with our planning for ICANN 53, and that is at our last call we talked about the desire to have a session, the SOAC High Interest Topics session on Monday. You see it is planned on the calendar for that afternoon. The issue and discussion that we had last time was what topics should we use, and we had a number of topics that were suggested, including lessons learned from the new GTLD program, or a review of the new GTLD program, as well as framing the community discussion on auction proceeds. And then a third one was ICANN and the public interest. I would just note that there will be a number of sessions run by Nora's department on public interest at the ICANN meeting. And so I wanted to know if we could focus on what might be the topic or topics for this meeting that might relate to either the new GTLD program or the proceeds from the auction. And so I would like your views on that to see if we can come to some sort of consensus either on this call or soon thereafter so we can start planning that that session, again, part of our earlier preparations and earlier advance ideas. So with that, I just would like to hear if there are any other comments on the discussion we had the last time or on what might be the topic or topics for that Monday session. Michele, hand is up, please.
Thanks. Thanks, David. For some reason, it seems to be myself, Bill, and about two other people this time around. I think the auction proceeds is a topic of considerable interest, hopefully there will be some clarity from the chairman of the ICANN board prior to the meeting in Buenos Aires, because his exchange with Jonathan went down like a ton of bricks. But it's definitely an area that has attracted quite a lot of interest. I know from the registrar side there's interest in discussing that further. Thanks.
Thank you, Michele. Any other comments? Greg, you have your hand up, please.
Thanks. Greg Chatton here. I'll throw this out as a suggestion. Dare I suggest the .sucks situation, including the referral to the FTC and the Canadian version of the FTC, the OCA, and kind of, among other things, it's one of the few times that our world gets noted by the general press, and that among other things makes this, I think, high interest. Thanks.
Thank you, Greg. It would be the issue surrounding the .sucks matter and its referral to the various agencies in Canada and the U.S. on its activities or pricing structure.
Correct.
Other comments or suggestions? We see it now to these two or three. I will proceed to allow you to think this more. I'll send a communication out to you so that we can try to narrow that down to the one or two, and I just wanted to alert you on this call to that and hear if you had any other discussions. Jonathan Robinson, you have your hand up. Jonathan.
David, there's no doubt that there's an interest in framing the discussion on the auction proceeds. I think it's clearly an important topic to both the community and the board. There's potentially an issue with the ballot handled. I'll try and talk with Steve and figure that out. I'm sure there'll be some other conversations that take place. But I think a structured framing of the discussion and working through probably kind of principles and higher level issues. I mean, certainly I don't think we're anywhere near saying who's going to get a piece of the pie. I think this is much more about, it feels to me, about a careful piece of work that needs to be done to figure out a framework and a structure and a process. So that remains, in my opinion, and given the sort of responses to the recent note from Steve regarding initiative on a cross-community working group to deal with this. It does seem to have generated interest. So I think that certainly, I would say, seems to be a high interest topic. The question is whether it's a high interest topic for this meeting or the next. Thanks.
Thank you, Jonathan, for the clarification. I think that's right. The framing concepts and the principles would be a timely topic and one that would probably use the time allocated on the Monday. So there seems to be a strong leaning. Fadi, your hand is up, please.
This is a question to Jonathan. Fadi,
could you speak up a little bit? It's hard to hear you.
Can you hear me better now?
Much better, thank you.
Much better, thank you.
Okay, this is a question for Jonathan. Are you therefore in favor of having an open community public dialogue at this meeting or even at the next meeting that is hopefully well-framed to try and build consensus at least or listen to the community on the principles, at the minimum, the principles by which we will, on which we will base how the community will proceed with this? Are you in favor of that, or do you think that maybe we're not quite ready to do that as a community?
Fadi, sorry, that was me leaving my mic open. I apologize for any echo that caused with yours. I think it feels to me like it's a necessary step, and in my mind, the only question is not if, but whether we do it at this meeting or the next. And so it's really a question of timing. And my only reticence really about this meeting is that it depends how immersed and involved we are in the work with the transition and the associated accountability work, and or if others feel there is a more urgent high interest topic. So there's no doubt in my mind it's important, it's timely, and it's just a question of
I'm not sure we can put it off till Dublin.
Thank you, Jonathan. Michele's hand is up, and then Bill Drake. Michele's
hand is up, and then Bill Drake. Michele?
Bill had his hand up before me, so it's Bill first, then me.
All right.
You're such a gentleman, Michele.
Bill.
Okay. So I guess I'm inclined to say that I think we are distracted at this point. I don't know what's going on in other communities, but I know that among non-commercial people, I've seen very little real focused conversation around the auction issues at this point. Everybody's keenly interested, but they're so obsessed right now with transition and accountability that and some other things we've been involved in, human rights and so on, that adding this one on as well, I don't know whether people will be completely teed up and ready to dig into this in a really meaningful, substantive way. So my tendency is to think that maybe this one could hold until Dublin. I'm actually kind of personally thinking that Greg's suggestion, while one could imagine ways in which the conversation could go wrong, is nevertheless something that's gotten so much heat in the press and across so many interests in the community that maybe it would lead to a vibrant and somehow productive discussion to get some of the principal players together and talk through those issues. So from my standpoint, that seems reasonably attractive. It seems to be on a lot of people's minds right now. Thanks.
Thank you, Bill. Michele?
Sorry, I was just unmuting myself. I think somebody mentioned yet again IANA, and looking at the block schedule, my immediate reaction to that is, oh my God, not more IANA. So I would be very much opposed to having anything to do with IANA down on an SOAC high interest topic session. I mean, if you look at the block schedule at the moment, almost every single block in there is something to do with accountability or the IANA transition. And there are plenty of other things that are going on or need to go on or will have to go on that aren't related to the IANA transition. I mean, if the entire community is just going to be talking about IANA, then it's going to be quite a boring meeting. Thanks.
Thank you, Michele. Jonathan, you're next.
Look, I think everyone's feeling a clear conflict between workload and adding one more thing to the plate, and the auction issue is clearly, auction proceeds issue is clearly symptomatic of that. So we have that problem. The question is, do we start to deal with it slowly and deliberately, or do we not deal with it? My worry is that the cat's out the bag to some extent. The funds are evident and likely to grow. There's some dialogue going on already, and so my concern is, and I guess it's slightly connected to a point which he asked, would it enhance our accountability? I guess I'm slightly on the opposite. That's the positive way of looking at it. The negative way of looking at it is, if we don't address it, will it be a topic of corridor conversation, suspicion, and otherwise? A negative, and so that's what I'd put to you, that there is something to think about, that we may need to have some discussion around it without going too fast and too far, but we may need to have some discussion about it now.
Thank you, Jonathan. I think at this stage we are hearing the view that better to start a discussion on this in the framing and the principle side of it that may indeed continue to be addressed in other meetings, but maybe in the Buenos Aires meeting this would be a good topic for the Monday session, though some others talked about the more recent publicity on the doc sucks as a secondary issue. I think we seem to be forming a consensus around the framing of the proceeds of the auction, and I would just like to proceed on that way. I will again do a communication to all of you to confirm all this, but I think that would probably be the best approach on how best to frame that discussion as we started out as a high-interest topic, if there's a general agreement on that issue. With that, we will communicate with you on this and come to closure as soon as we can. I wanted to also point out that in our planning for ICANN 53, we're holding the roundtable discussion on Friday, the 19th of June. We were trying to make sure we would keep it at a time that did not conflict with some of the other ICG and CWG and CCWG sessions that were also being planned for that, and we looked at a 4:30 or 5 p.m. Start date for that time to allow people to attend that meeting. With that, we will be setting out save the dates for that. In terms of the change that Fadi had mentioned and trying to keep sensitive to your schedules in a busy Buenos Aires meeting, we're going to try to just have a one-hour wrap-up session for this group that's on the call today on that Thursday, just at the end of the board meeting and before the beginning of the board cocktail and ending reception, so that we can have a chance to compare notes and provide any other comments on the events of that week. So if there's agreement there, I will also move forward to sending save the date notes for your calendars so that you can make sure that they're there and scheduled properly, and we'll try to avoid any other scheduling conflicts going forward. So with that, I just wanted to alert you to those two parts of the roundtable discussion, Friday the 19th, beginning around 4:30 in the afternoon, followed by the dinner, and then again a one-hour cocktail wrap-up with our group on Thursday of the ICANN week. And I'll be in touch with you on those reminders and calendar invites. Any comments or questions? We hope that that'll be a good scheduling a change and allow people to be able to take care of some of the other obligations and responsibilities during that ICANN meeting. With that, again, in response to requests, we have a section on the agenda called Alarm Bells, and that is really a way of saying, are there any other topics or issues that you'd like to bring to this group's attention that we would like to be aware of? I would open up the floor to anyone on this. In many ways, this is like any other business, but seeing no alarm bells other than a lot of work and more activity, I will leave the last word. Any other business? We have Fadi, please.
Can you hear me, David, all right?
Yes, perfectly.
Yes, perfectly.
Yeah, I just frankly wanted to direct everyone's attention to the fact that the CWG overnight has issued its report for public comment, and to take a moment, frankly, very genuinely, to thank Lise and Jonathan Robinson, who's with us, for their amazing work to get this report out. I know many other people on the phone have also been very engaged, Greg and others. I'm not going to name all of you, thank you, but frankly, specifically for the incredible leadership that the chairman, the two chairmen here, Jonathan, really thank you. We are indebted to your volunteers, your time, and your leadership to get this report out. And I know you probably didn't get much sleep and you're on this call, but thank you, many thanks. And that's it, I'll give it back to you, David, to close.
Thank you, Fadi, and yes, definitely. This morning early, when I saw the note, I sent it around to the SOAC list on the public comments. So we appreciate the efforts of all involved to get that out and around for your community's review and comment. Alberto, you have your hand up, and then Byron. Alberto.
This is Alberto Soto speaking. This is not an alarm bell, but just an announcement. I believe that on May the 17th, I will be in Cuba thanks to the CROP program, and I will be delivering a speech on the transition taking place in terms of internet governance. This conference is one of the main events, and this would be like the keynote speech as part of this event. So I just wanted to share this with you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Alberto. Very good update. I appreciate that. Byron, your hand is up. Byron, please.
Yes, thank you, David. I just wanted to pick up a little bit on the alarm bell, and I think appropriately, just given Fadi's comments, the work of the CWG, or the initial proposal, has just been released. But I also wanted to pick up on the proposed delivery date of its next iteration of proposal, which is June 8th. before the BA meeting, and that the CCWG's proposed delivery date to we, the SOACs, for their work is August 9th after BA. And certainly I think for some of the SOACs, and mine in particular, we may be looking at the work of the CWG and looking at its relationship to the work of the CCWG, and therefore in a challenging position to adopt the CWG's work before we're clear on the CCWG's work, all of which have the potential to lead to timing challenges. I think some, certainly my constituency, will be hard-pressed to come to a conclusion without a face-to-face meeting. And not that it's impossible, but I did want to flag it, and certainly when we see alarm bells, you know, that there's a concern that we may not be able to come to conclusion until the next face-to-face meeting, which would be in Dublin, and that, of course, is pushing the timeline. So when we talk about alarm bells, it is just something that I wanted to raise. Thank you.
Byron, thank you for that comment. And the issue of timing challenges for some groups, well, I appreciate that. Greg, you have your hand up. You're next.
Thanks. Responding to Byron, and I think many people may be aware of this, the CCWG's public comment will be issuing sometime in the next week or so. So there will be a draft report that can be viewed by the chartering organizations. It's not obviously the same as having something submitted to the chartering organizations, but the there will be a much greater sense very, very shortly of what the CCWG is proposing. I know this because since I don't work as hard as Jonathan on the CWG, I'm also participating in the CCWG, giving me 12 hours of ICANN conference calls today. But I think that's it is an issue, but I think that it will be mitigated somewhat by the public comment draft that is coming out.
Thank you, Greg. Any other comments in the alarm bell or of any other business? With our time coming to a close, I would like to thank you. Thanks, Fadi, for his comments and sharing of some of his activities and views. To remind people that the SOAC activity matrix is available, and we have a slightly modified version which we will send around to the group that incorporated some of your comments from our last call, in particular relating to the cross-community working group activities. We thank Chris Giff for his update on the digital services, and Nick talking about the schedule and program for Buenos Aires. We will take note of the Tuesday scheduling for the NCSG to make sure that it doesn't conflict, and some of the other programming matters that you raised with us today. In terms of our own involvement with the high-interest topic, we seem to be forming around the issue of the framing of the community discussion for auctions on the proceeds, and I will be sending a communication around to you to help come to closure on that one. In terms of our other meetings, we're going to have just two roundtables in Buenos Aires, our traditional Friday meeting on the 19th, for about 2 or 2.5 hours plus the dinner, and then a wrap-up session on the Thursday of ICANN week for about 1 hour just after the board meeting on that time. With that, we thank people for their comments, Alberto about his meeting about the Internet in Cuba, and Byron's comments and Greg's comments about the timing challenges of some of the meetings with the public comments for the CWG out. Jonathan and Lisa, we thank you for those efforts, and the CCWG will be coming shortly. We'll have a fuller picture of the issues for discussion and further sharing with your community. With that, I'd like to wish everyone a good afternoon, good evening, or good morning, wherever you may be, And the next call will be on Thursday, May 21st at 1300 UTC, followed by, of course, our face-to-face meeting in Buenos Aires. We'll be sending out calendar invites for all that. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.